From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, March 25th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The KUAF website giveaway is offering event passes to the 2014 Blues in the Natural State Music Festival, April 3rd through the 5th in Fayetteville. One winner will receive 2 3-day passes to the event. Performing artists include Tab Benoit, Samantha Fish, the Royal Southern Brotherhood, and more. The drawing is this Friday during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and information available at KUAF.com.
Head on Ozarks. Distance Education will have a strong presence in one program on the University of Arkansas campus next fall. Plus, Rogers Little Theater brings a comic classic to the stage. We go behind the scenes with The Man Who Came to Dinner.
First, Rogers Alderman tonight will consider closing the road around Lake at Atlanta. Greg Hines, Rogers Mayor, says closing the Lake Road is part of a larger plan to create hard surface trails around the lake as part of an even larger redevelopment project. But he says there are two schools of thought on whether the road should be closed to motorists.
It's the opinion of many that have been driving around the lake, in some cases their entire life, that road needs to remain open. There's another school of thought from folks that are joggers and walkers and bikers and just want to take a leisurely stroll around the lake that cars and pedestrians don't mix.
Hines says it will be up to the city council to decide whether to close the road and that the city administration will honor whatever that decision may be. And while he says closing the Lake Road isn't the only option for developing trails at Lake at Atlanta, it is probably the most fiscally responsible one.
If you were to leave the road in place and build a trail alongside it but separate, you're looking at having to almost boardwalk and build floating cantilevered trail over the edge of the waterway, a very expensive proposition and really one that has yet to weigh out with respect to engineering. So we think that's possible, but I don't think that, we haven't spent the money to get to the point of answering that question. So the simple answer is that, yes, I think there are some other options that could be considered viable by some, but obviously at a much greater cost.
He says both the hard surface and nature trails are key components of the overall redevelopment of the Lake at Atlanta area. The Rogers City Council meets tonight at Rogers City Hall at 301 West Chestnut.
Simmons First National Corporation is acquiring Delta Trust and Banking Corporation for about $66 million. The Pine Bluff Bank announced the deal yesterday. It's the second recent purchase by Simmons. In November, it bought Metropolitan National Bank for $53 million. Roby Brock with Talk Business has more on why we are seeing so many bank mergers.
Bank profits are actually doing pretty well. They're very healthy at this point in time, 5 years after the recession. The regulations, however, that went in place as a result of the Great Recession are going to make it harder for smaller banks in the long run in terms of compliance, the cost of personnel, and the transactions that you have to kind of monitor in order to meet some of these new regulations that are starting to finally work their way into the system and will do more so in the coming months and years.
In addition, Roby says it's now easier to buy a smaller bank and thus a larger footprint and larger market share than to organically branch out to different areas, as has been typical in previous years.
Many cities in northwest Arkansas will soon be rife with fresh produce and other agricultural goods as farmers markets open for the spring and summer seasons. This year, another attempt is being made at having a successful market in Centerton. Angela Rich is the new market's manager. She says she's confident this market will succeed because of a better location at the corner of Highway 102 and Siena Drive, and because of better promotion than was done for previous market attempts.
It's one of those things that, someone might pass by and they don't even really know what's going on. Is it a birthday party? What are those people doing out there? Well, we have at least 3 to 4 times what they've had in times past, so we're going to have a lot of vendors and a lot of publicity. So people are going to clearly be able to read the sign and say, this is the Centerton Farmers Market, whereas they've not had this great of a location. But the city has allowed us to have this great spot. It's by a little body of water here in Centerton.
The location is next to the city's walking trail, which is still partially under construction. But placing the market in a prime location goes hand in hand with one of the overall goals of the market. Rich says while there are other good farmers markets in other area cities, she hopes the Centerton Farmers Market will contribute to a critical mass of activity in that city.
We just would like to get some more things added here for our community that would just give selection for our hometown and just allow people that, you know, have small children, if they would like to come out and participate in this, then they don't have to travel as far. And, you know, the main thing is they're going to be supporting their friends and neighbors. That's the big thing, is getting people to come out and just join together as a community rather than doing everything separate and going somewhere else for it.
She says while there will be some vendors from Bentonville and elsewhere, most of the market's vendors will be from Centerton, and the farmers market will give city residents the opportunity to help support their neighbors in the community. The market will open April 5th and run every Saturday through the end of October.
The Bella Vista City Council last night voted unanimously to purchase land from Village Bible Evangelical Free Church off of Forest Hills Boulevard. That will be home to the city's fourth fire station. The land deal puts the purchase price for just more than 4 acres at $162,000. The future fire station should help response times in that part of the city and take some of the call volume away from the city's central fire station.
Smoke will be in the air today and tomorrow near Pea Ridge Battlefield Park. The National Park Service is conducting prescribed burns on portions of the west side of the battlefield. The burns will likely cause portions of the park's tour road to be closed for periods of time, and according to the park, if the tour road is closed, that means that there will be no access to any part of the battlefield.
A local chef continues to gain national attention. According to the City Wire, Matthew McClure of the Hive Restaurant at 21C in Bentonville is a semifinalist for the Southern Region of the 2014 Best Chef Award from the James Beard Foundation. He was one of nearly 40,000 chefs who entered the selection process, which began in October, with an open call online. Submissions have been culled to semifinalists by restaurant and chef committees composed of critics, writers, and editors. The James Beard Restaurant Award ceremony will be held during the first week of May in New York City.
The college basketball season is over in Arkansas. Both the John Brown University women and the University of Arkansas men lost tournament games last night. The JVU women fell to Oklahoma City University 65-63 in the NAIA National Championship semifinals in Frankfort, Kentucky. The Razorback men lost by 11 to California in the second round of the NIT.
Mostly clear tonight, lows from 28 in northwest Arkansas to 33 for the Arkansas River Valley. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow, 40% chance of showers and a high in the mid-50s in northwest Arkansas. It's a 50% chance of showers tomorrow with highs in the upper 50s for the Arkansas River Valley. And tomorrow night, cloudy, 40% chance of rain in northwest Arkansas, a 50% chance of rain tomorrow night for the Arkansas River Valley, lows throughout the region in the mid-40s.